Look at that. I was recording at 20% microphone volume before, and now we can actually see the spikes on there.
So you won't have to ramp the fuck up out of it.
No, amplify. It's now just... should be decent from the get-go.
That's toast.
Slice 10.
Just toast.
The New York bagel.
Double digit New York bagel, yeah.
It's an anniversary edition.
Okay.
It is. A big number.
Is this the whole loaf? Are we calling this a season? Loaf 1.
I think we should.
Closing loaf 1 with the OG bagels.
It's a good pick. In the words of Mike, they are big players in the carb game.
They are huge players in the carb game. Carb world knows about New York bagels.
Shall I pop them?
Pop them. Well, drop them.
Pop it like it's hot.
I am excited.
Well, yeah, me too. But they've been sat around for quite a while.
We have.
They are about 5 days out of date.
This is the taste test to see if they can hold up, deliver even when they're out of date.
Yeah.
And some people might say that it's unfair for us to do them when they're out of date, especially by 5 days. Which I can't.
Yeah, it's
with.
Not optimal. It's not review time. So, I mean, yeah. Don't take this one too seriously.
But we can redo them. If we decide they're not that great, and that the fact they're out of date could be a factor in that, we can redo them at a later date.
Yeah. I don't know. Bagels feel kind of, I don't know how to describe it, like a bit more artificial than just a normal loaf of bread. I feel like they've got stuff in them that keeps them alive for a bit longer, you know?
It must be the way they're, because they're boiled, aren't they?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how they make them. Looks like boiled dough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe it's to do with that rather than the baking. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how they make.
If anyone knows, leave us a little comment and tell us the bagel making process.
We could just Google it, but...
yeah, but we're lazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I still think they're going to be pretty good.
They look good.
Even though they're 5 days out of date.
How much were they when you bought them?
They're a pound.
Okay. Same as the...
Good price, there.
On offer, yeah.
Oh, right, a pound.
That's
on
an offer price. Yeah, they're usually like 140, 120, something like that.
Okay. Was that the same price as the sesame buns we had? Sesame bagels?
Yeah, they were in the same offer.
Oh, right, okay.
Sometimes they do like two for £2.
Yeah.
Or 140 each, something like that. So I got the sesame and the standard.
Oh,
he's got his finger on it.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you don't?
No. That doesn't need any more.
It's intuition.
Right, go on. You're right, Matt. Excellent. I'll chop right in after.
Oh, we're doing a second set. Oh, right.
Well, yeah.
Well, we need another one.
We only got 4 slices on our toaster.
That's true.
Shouldn't take as long, though, because the toast is
warmed up.
Preheated.
It is. And assisted.
It looks good. I'm jealous.
It does look good. It does look good.
Into that sound of that spreading, that to me just indicates good bagel.
It's got that bagel smell to it as well. I can feel it in the heat of the bagel wafting up into my nostrils. I am salivating a little bit. I'm quite hungry. I think I did have breakfast this morning, but
yeah, it's serious,
quite a while.
That aroma of that butter melting on that bagel smell is getting me.
It's a little bit like nutty, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. It's very... Mm.
Crumpets have a signature smell as well. Good crumpet.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I'm like that puppy that stands at the dinner table, at the side of it, just watching, and just like...
hoping for...
Yeah,
trying to get his nose on the table.
Oh, mate, that is me.
I'm going to go over the top with the spread.
He says as he puts about 8 tons.
Got top half first.
Better than 10 tons. You did top half first, and you're probably doing that as well.
I think mine needs just a little bit longer, but I'll pop it up.
He needs the peep show.
What's that?
Have a peep, mate.
Alright. Oh, you know what, actually? That's quite good. I'm going to go with that. Oh, that's hot.
It's still a great bagel, even though it's 5 days.
Yeah, I can't. It might be a little bit stale. But is it affecting it?
Well, the fact I'm questioning that means that it can't really be that stale. Even if it is.
Oh, look at that butter just melting on it, though. Seriously. We're living the dream, boys. We are.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Mike?
It's high.
I'm going to rate it, but I haven't started the bottom up.
It is high.
Could you guys go in top or bottom first?
Top.
Top.
Oh, I flooded the bottom with a bit more spread.
They're special. They're just special.
I think maybe it's just a bit more denser than an in-date bagel.
The bottom half does lose some. It loses something compared to the top.
I think it's just air. There's lack of air in it.
Yeah, maybe. What is there might be a bit stale. I don't really know what else there is to say about it. It's just a bagel and it's good.
It's above good, though.
It's great. It's just a great bagel.
It's very good.
I wish I could remember what I gave the sesame one, because this is... I think it's better.
Mike said that when you were rating it. He said the one without the sesame is better.
Yeah.
More versatile.
I would say 7.8.
Oh, it's a good score.
I really like it, even though it's stale.
I don't know.
It's got to be light. It's got to be.
That's what I'm at.
It's got to be.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right, I could eat this every single day forever.
I don't think I could. Because I know that there's other stuff out there. Car park, we've got to push the boat out and try some.
You can have toast for breakfast, a bagel for lunch, and
potato
crumpets for dinner.
That's true. I wonder how much weight you'd put on if you just ate.
Oh, quite a lot.
That for you, Mouse.
This is
it
a
depends.
Good
if it was just butter and bagel, it's not a lot because the calories aren't high enough. It'd just be a shit nutritional diet.
Yeah.
But if you ate, like, say you ate a pack of bagels a day with fillings and things.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
Ah, that is exceptional.
What was good? I think that, mainly because it was 5 days out of date, probably ate one.
Yeah, I'm with you, ate one.
I think, you know, a prime, in-date, fresh bagel would be like 8.384. So I think we have to re-review at some point with a...
That's just an excuse to eat another one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe I want to re-review it. But
for now, well, I don't think it's fair on the original bagel company to review a 5-day out-of-date bagel. So still a high, very high score.
Yeah, and it also shows just like...
longevity.
Just because you go to the shelf in the store and you see, oh, it's out of date tomorrow, it doesn't matter. You've got a week left before that thing even starts to feel like it might be out of date.
Well, you were still contemplating whether it was stale or not.
That says a lot.
Yeah. Normal loaf of bread, you walk up to it 3 days before its sale date and you see little green bits of mould on it, don't you?
I'm impressed, as always, with the bagel company. New York Bagel Company, they always deliver.
Yeah, it was a little orgasmic.
Well, episode 8, slice, no,
no
episode,
8?
Slice 10, man. Slice 10. That is a good finale for slice 10.
Loaf 1 out.
Loaf 1. Yeah. You guys happy with that?
What are we bringing to loaf 2? How do we keep the listeners listening?
Oh, That's a good one. It's a good question. We're going to have to see what shows up, aren't we?
We haven't done a crumpet yet. We've got to get some crumpets in there.
Or breakfast muffins. We haven't done them.
Some muffins.
And everyone's favourite potato cakes. We could try some other brands.
No, we're not doing any more of those.
Some thick, thick sliced bread.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, some even some fresh, like, bakery bread.
Bakery bread, yeah.
Yeah. Even like supermarket in-store bakeries.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to go full local artisan bakeries just yet. Maybe loaf three.
Oh. So what to play for, boys?
Mm. So many carbs. So many reviews.
So, from these 10 slices, what's been your favourite product?
That.
I agree.
Yeah, that.
It's uniform, mate. Universal.
Second place was the Hovis thick for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this, a chance.
This season. No.
What was
probably the sesame one.
Oh, yeah, actually. I mean, I feel a bit bad just giving it to another bagel, but that was good.
Well, we said when we did the sesame bagel that bagels hold a...
high precedent.
Yeah, they hold us. They've got a special place in our stomachs, haven't they?
They have.
So we are going to unfairly rate them higher than we normally probably should.
It's not unfair. Bagels are a great product,
but it does push everything else down a little bit, I think.
Yeah, but there's got to be some bread out there that can top the bagels we love. Got to be.
I'd give a rating higher than that.
Yeah. There's bread out there that competes.
We need it.
Different purpose, isn't it?
Mm.
Different characteristics.
It's worth remembering that is just a generic store-bought bagel.
It is.
Fresh bagels, what are they like?
They're bigger as well, like proper fresh homemade bagels.
We've got to get some.
We do. All right. Thus concludes slice 10 then, I guess.
Yeah, look forward to loaf 2, slice 1.
We'll just call it slice 11, I think. Yeah.
It's easier, isn't it? Easier to...
Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
Right. Wow. Slice out. Loaf out.
Enjoy your carbs.